Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is training, and we're going to cover motivation, information, and accountability. So the acronym for these three words is MIA. So what these three words are in reference to is helping to motivate you, kind of staying with and kind of picking back up your fitness journey. So if you've been MIA, missing in action in your fitness journey, most likely it's related to one of these three reasons. So we wanted to kind of discuss them, give some extra information towards them, and hopefully help you dig yourself out of a rut and get back into healthy habits and or ease some of the mental stress of trying to maintain them. So with all the craziness going on now and everybody having to change their exercise routine, whenever there is change, it can sometimes be difficult to maintain healthy habits because some of the things that were in place to help you maintain them are now out of place or scattered or kind of chaotic. And then also just change in scenery, change in place, it just kind of changes attitude. So when I was in college, when I was in my second and third year, or I think just a second, I don't know, one of the years of college that I went to, I had a house that I shared with some friends, my brother and some friends, and I had a room that was big enough for me to put my weight set in that I got when I was 16 years old. So I started lifting weights when I was 16. I'm 36 now, so I've been lifting for 20 years. And in 20 years, I've only ever missed 7 consecutive days twice. So I've taken 2 weeks off in 20 years. they were against my will, basically. But I still think that's a pretty good trend. So when I was in college, I had my weight set with me, and I put it in my bedroom at the house. And when the bar was set up in like kind of the rack, so it was a kind of an adjustable rack where I could do decline bench, flat bench, incline bench. You could do squats and dips off the back end. Even have like a leg extension thing on the front end. And when the bar was in the rack, you actually had to duck when you walked through the door. So it was a little bit of a tight fit, but I was excited to have it. One of the things that was interesting to me, though, was when I was younger and I first started lifting weights when I was 16, I was fired up and motivated because I had a lot of changes that I wanted to do. There was it was new. There was a lot to learn. I was fueled kind of a little bit through self-hate at that time. I wanted to change a lot about myself, and I thought lifting weights was the way to do it. So I had like kind of a more intense motivation. When I got to college, and especially my second, third year of college, I'd already been lifting for, you know, 5-6 years, and pretty much every day. So when I first started lifting, I was lifting for every single day for over a year, probably 2-2.5 years, something like that. And what I thought was interesting was I tended to, when I had time to work out, I would still go to the campus gym and use the equipment, get the environment, and kind of be out and about, even though I had equipment in my house. So, for those of you who are trying to work out at home, if you are finding that, yeah, I have the means to do it, I maybe even have the information, I have the accountability, like I could, you know, I could find a friend, I know how to do that, I could put some stuff online, you know, like I'm okay with that part of it, but I just can't get myself to do it. That's part of what we're going to talk about today, motivation. So if we look at the three words, motivation, information, and accountability, if you have the information, you have the accountability, but you don't have the motivation, what can we do to get ourselves moving? There is a podcast that if you haven't listened to yet, it's podcast 239 titled, What Are You Here For? And the purpose of that podcast was people would come into the gym, they'd kind of piss around or meander about, and it was trying to wake you up to, if you're going to be in here, freaking get something for it. You know, remember what you're here for and get your ass after some work, you know, and make a difference. So that can be the same thing that people need right now, is trying to remember or figure out what's your why. What's your purpose? Why do you want to work out? Why do you think working out would be a good idea to do? You can say, general health. Chances are, unless you have a health problem, that's kind of a BS answer. You probably just want to look better naked or be stronger or have more muscle or look better in clothes. So then you can find someone to be naked with. Wink, wink. But that's a little out of character for me, but I thought it was still funny. So whatever your reason is, now that I'm embarrassed, even though there's no one around me, whatever your reason is, it's good for us to figure out what it is and then try to remind ourselves of it. And that can help create some sense of motivation. So trying to figure out what's your why. And there are a bajillion ways of doing this, so you can Google it if you want. But one of the ways is just listing the things that you think would benefit you if you worked out. So yeah, okay, I'll be healthier. I'll have better blood work. You know, maybe more longevity or quality of life. I can't really control quantity of life, but we can control quality of life better. You know, we can say that we want to have more self-confidence, more self-belief. We want to have more kind of like pride in ourselves, like knowing that working out is something that's difficult for most people. So if we could do it, we can feel more proud of who we are and what we're able to do. You can say that you want to look better naked. That's totally fine. You could say you want to be stronger just because it makes you feel, like we said, better about yourself. Or maybe you have a competition you want to compete in. Whatever the reasons are, list them all down. Then you can go through and prioritize them. Try to list what you think is like the least of the reasons that are important, and then work your way up to number one. Sometimes that's easier than trying to start at number one. But try to figure out what your top three reasons, and then put them on a note card, and then put that note card on the fridge. Put another note card on the maybe alarm clock next to your bed. No one has alarm clocks anymore, so we all use the cell phones. So put it on the nightstand next to your bed. So put it, on the mirror in the bathroom where you brush your teeth in the morning. Just post it. Make your why more visible. Put it like next to, maybe put it on a TV screen. There you go. Put it on the top frame of the TV screen or the bottom frame of the TV screen. So, or your computer screen. Whatever you would be doing rather than working out. So if you're Netflixing, if that's a thing, I don't even know, but whatever it is that you're doing instead of working out, put a note on that of what your reasons to work out are, and that'll help motivate you to actually get your workout in. So you can also think of daily motivators. Maybe there's a song you like. Maybe there's a YouTube video. So there are YouTube videos I've watched over the years that I like that kind of fire me up and get me motivated. There's one by Eric Thomas. I think it's titled As Bad As You Want to Breathe or How Bad Do You Want It? And it's a really good kind of speech by Eric Thomas. I think his nickname is the Hip Hop Preacher or something like that. But that's a really good one. There's one by Mark Bell called F Your Elbow. And you can figure out the full word of what F is. But that one's good for just kind of getting you past your bitching and whining about little aches and pains. So that's a good one to get kind of get you motivated. But you can find things that are motivators on YouTube. You can find songs. You can find kind of like maybe playlists on Pandora or Spotify or whatever the hell people use for music. So there are ways to get yourself daily motivated. And then big motivators are like, what are your reasons why? So things that you want to accomplish maybe by the end of the week or by the end of the month. You want to list that stuff and then have it visible and track it every day. So I track everything I do every day on my phone. I have 8 things I try to do every single day. They're not all related to physical health, but there are 8 things I try to do every day that if I do them, I think I'm going to have the best life possible. So I track how I do. And if there's some I'm falling behind on, I try to figure out extra steps to reinforce it. Maybe I try to bump it up in a higher priority in my day and make sure I don't schedule other things around it. I schedule it first. So you can do that with exercise as well. So if you find that you tend not to do it later in the day, get up early and do it first. It'll be amazing for you to learn how to be more of a morning person. So I've never been a morning person. I'm not naturally a morning person at all. I just like the feeling of who I am and what I can accomplish when I get up early and do stuff. If I sleep in, sleep kind of feels good, but then I feel kind of anxiety and kind of rushed the rest of the day. I feel like a lazy bum who didn't get in the best of their day, and I'm afraid at the end of my life I'm not going to have the best life possible. So I want to get my butt up early, be productive, be active, and then maybe be lazy later in the day. So learning all of that stuff kind of helps keep you more motivated. So get up early, get it done, and move on about your day. So you can listen to podcast 239. You can try to list like the top reasons why you'd want to work out, prioritize them, put the top 3 on note cards, put those note cards everywhere in your house, and especially on whatever you would be doing other than working out. So you can make your home screen, for example, on your phone related to what your reasons why are. So if every time you pick up your phone, you have to look at the reason why you should be exercising, it's going to motivate you to exercise. Okay? So just kind of figure that out. Take time. It literally will take 3 minutes to just list all the reasons why you want to exercise or why you think exercise is important. Prioritize them. Put the top 3 on a note card. isn't that hard. You just have to choose to do it. Okay? So that's one of the reasons why we can be MIA, missing in action towards our fitness journey, is finding the motivation. Now, we're going to have some offers here at the end to help with kind of accountability and motivation. Now, I would assume it's pretty well known at this point that we will help with programming towards exercises and like training programs and stuff like that. But we also do help with accountability and motivation as well. So if you need help towards that, we're going to talk about that here at the end. So the next thing we have in the acronym of MIA is information. I really don't think information is much of a problem anymore in terms of trying to get information about what can be done. I think the biggest trouble in today's world is there's too much information. What should be done is more important of a question, and what's best for me is an even better question. That's going to be part of the issues of why people might not be working out from home. Because maybe they're just not sure what's the best stuff for them. Maybe the stuff that they've tried just kind of is uncomfortable. Maybe it feels challenging. Maybe it just doesn't fit their type, like of what they need. So you just kind of lose motivation. You lose kind of excitement towards it, and you just kind of fizzle out and you lay on the couch. So I've been, we made a podcast about at-home training. And I think it's podcast number 559. So I'm going to have to look that up real quick. But it was talking about a structure that you can use for at-home training regardless of what equipment you have. And yes, it is podcast 559. So it just talks about a structure. You can plug in any equipment you have, or even if you have no equipment, you can figure out the exercises that are best for you, put it into the structure, and it's a free structure. We'll send you the program, everything. It even has exercise suggestions. So it's a really helpful handout, and it's totally free. And that way you can kind of rate your own at your own personalized at-home workouts. Then we also made the offer for $50 to write a personalized program that would be a four-week program that you can then repeat for another 4 or 8 weeks if you really wanted to, if you don't get bored from it. So you can do 2 or 3 months of programming for $50. Tease a whiz. And it's personalized to your abilities, your equipment, your needs. So every single thing about it is personalized. There's no copy and pasted bullshit. There's no template bullshit. Everything is individual for you. So that's for $50. So for $50, you can have 3 months worth of programming. Not too shabby. So the information is available, like whether it's on YouTube, you can look, you can just search for at-home workouts. You can search for bodyweight workout if you don't have any equipment. If you have equipment, you can search like the equipment name and a body part you want to train with it. So if I have a kettlebell and I want to do legs, I search kettlebell leg exercises. If I have a dumbbell and I want to do shoulders, I do dumbbell shoulder exercises. There's tons of information. So like I said, more of the issue I think nowadays is what of this information is best for me. And that's something we can help with. So if you have any trouble with that information aspect of it, you can listen to podcast 559. You can reach out for the free programming, okay, that's still personalized and still awesome. Or you can get us to do it for you, which just kind of makes it easier and you don't have to worry about it or think about it. We just do it for you, okay? So the MIA aspect of why you might be missing towards your fitness journey, if there's information, there's tons like informational problems, just reach out to us and we'll help you solve that. The last one is accountability. So this is in regards to, I want to work out. I have the information to do it. I know what I should do. I do it for a day or two. Then it kind of fades away. I kind of flare back up. I do it for a day or two. Then it kind of fades away. It's just inconsistent. Having some form of accountability can help build consistency. So what we can work with here is you can find a friend. So just find anybody else who you know that's in a similar situation. They have the desire to work out. They just don't have the consistency with it, or even they don't know what to do. Share what you're doing so that way they have the information part of it. You can also just help motivate them by being excited yourself, and then you both can help each other towards accountability. So out of these three things that you might be missing that would cause us to not follow through with our fitness journey, motivation, information, and accountability, you can help with motivation and information, and then that person can help you with accountability. You can also do online accountability, meaning you can post stuff like what your plans are, then post every day if you follow through. So that way all of your followers or friends, they can kind of see how you're doing. And that is a form of accountability, because you won't want to let them down or look like you had set something that you were going to do, but then you didn't follow through. You can also just let your story be motivation for somebody else. So maybe you can find motivation in knowing that if you do your best, you can encourage someone else to do their best. So those are helpful ways to create accountability. Then also, we do have an accountability service, because we've had people ask about this, just because this has become an issue now with people trying to work out from home. Some people kind of bombed the last week or two, and they reached out and said, hey, I kind of have a plan that I think is pretty good, but I just haven't been following through with it. Is there any way you offer a program or kind of assistance where I would check through their programming, make sure what they were doing was actually right, and then we would check in? We either do weekly check-ins or daily check-ins, and there's a little bit of a price difference, just because obviously daily check-ins would be a lot more time investment. But we do weekly and daily check-ins. We even send motivational information like videos, quotes, stuff like that. And we have an accountability chart that you can use to track and share with us, so we can see what you're doing, you can see what you're doing, and you know that someone's going to look at that thing and see if you followed through with your actions. So if you would like some accountability assistance, we can offer that. So we do it, and so just reach out to us, and we'll work with you in your situation, and we'll figure out the frequency of communication that will be best for you. So these three things are typically the reasons why people aren't consistent in their fitness journey. They're either lacking motivation, lacking information, or lacking accountability. Of those three things, if you're lacking any of them, there is information on how you can address it. If you are not following through with addressing it, but you know it still needs to be addressed, reach out to us and we'll do it. Okay? So there's tons and tons and tons of benefit to having someone be that support for you. They'll be that person that kicks you in the butt when you need it. They'll be that person that picks you up when you're kicking yourself in the butt too much. So there's tons and tons of help to bringing somebody on your team, helping push you to be your best. So we are here to do that if you would like. There's also tons of information for you to be able to do it yourself, okay? So if you have any trouble with any motivation, listen to podcast 239, What Are You Here For? Remember to make a list of what your reasons for working out are, prioritize them, the top three, make note cards and put them everywhere in your life. If information is your problem, we have that podcast number 559 that clarifies a structure and sample exercises. It's free. We'll send it to you. Then we do have the offer to write personalized programming based on your equipment and your needs. If accountability is your problem, find a friend. Use online accountability. Use social media to your benefit. Okay? Become a story someone else can be motivated through. Or reach out to us and we can help with accountability services. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be showing up in your fitness journey. There's no reason why you should be MIA, missing in action. Everything you need support-wise is available to you. It's now just down to your choice to address it on your own or to reach out and have us help you. It will take 1 minute to type up an email that just says, can I please get some help? That's all you need to write. You can send it to brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll reply back and we'll start the journey. Okay? So, if you're struggling in any way, if you're struggling with motivation, information, or accountability, hopefully the information shared in this podcast will help towards that. Then also always know that we're available and we're here to help. Okay, we want you to live the healthiest and happiest life possible for you. We appreciate you investing your time into listening to the podcast. So this one, for example, you're already 19 minutes and 8 seconds into it. So I appreciate you spending that time with us, and I want to make sure that that time, that investment pays off. So let us know anything that you need at all. I don't care if you can't afford anything. Just reach out to us. We'll give you help for free. I just sincerely appreciate you listening, and I want people to live healthy, happy lives, because I know for me how big of a difference physical health and being physically active every day has made in my life, how much healthier and stronger I am emotionally and mentally for my life, and I want that for you too. So I don't want there to be any limitation whatsoever. Money doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. Just let us know what you need and we'll figure it out. Okay? So thank you for listening. I hope this information has helped in some way. Cool. If you like the podcast, please share it. And thank you, by the way, for those who have been sharing it. I've seen a little more kind of social media posts here and there and people commenting and stuff. That's freaking awesome. Thank you so much. It's extremely, extremely exciting to see that. And it really motivates me to do these things. So it probably motivates me more than I should admit. But it's just really cool to know that people actually care. So thank you very much to those who've been sharing it. I really appreciate it. And also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. So this podcast is intended to be for you. Anything at all that you want to know about, we'll do a podcast on it. We'll find the answer, and then we'll let you know what it is. Just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.